Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
We made it, middle show of the work week, heading toward a holiday weekend. And actually, full disclosure for me, the holiday weekend will start on Thursday morning. So I will not be with you on Thursday night into Friday morning. It's the last Thursday without the NFL. Remember, the season opener is the Thursday after Labor Day. And so it's become a thing with me the last, couple years. Maybe just last year. I can't even remember now. But I do know last year I took off an extended Labor Day weekend because it's when I first met Bob. So yeah, it's about a year since Bob and I first met. It'll be a year on Sunday. And so because of that, it seemed like a good idea and a good plan, because good things happen when I hang out with Mom over Labor Day weekend, apparently. So yeah, heading back to Houston coming up on Thursday around lunchtime. We've got a bunch of wedding things that we have to do while I'm in town, including taste testings and finding ties for the men in the wedding. And what else are we doing? Oh, goodness, cleaning out Bob's garage. That's going to be fun. A lot of fun. So we've got some plans. We've got some big plans. Going to see family as well, mine and his. And then it'll be my last bit of time off until Thanksgiving week. It's going to be a long haul. I never mind during football season, though. I do love football and the routine, the rat race, really the controlled chaos, sometimes not even controlled chaos. So for that reason, gearing up with a little time off before we kick off the season starting a week from Thursday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Keeping an eye on Hurricane Idalia. Right now, hurricane warnings for Tampa and Tallahassee, Florida. You've got 5,500 National Guard troops that have been mobilized. There's even tornado watches. And this is fairly historic because the hurricane, it could make landfall as a Category 4, but she's also headed for the Panhandle, which is rare. As many hurricanes as cross over Florida or through Florida or around Florida, they're very rare in the Florida Panhandle. And so that's why this is a big deal for Tallahassee. Think about where Florida State is located. You've got 20 million people in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina that are under tropical warnings, states of emergency. This is a powerful hurricane. And right now, moving through the north part of the Gulf of Mexico, headed straight for the West Coast and the Panhandle of Florida. And so I've got the Weather Channel up here in studio, which I don't have all the time, but when it's a big weather event like this one, I like to keep track so I can see who's affected and the path of this hurricane. Of course, it is hurricane season. Hurricane Franklin is way out in the West Atlantic, but is affecting people who live along the coast. Thankfully, not with the crazy rain and flooding, but with a lot of the winds, the waves, the storm surge, that type of thing. And now on the heels of that, Hurricane Idalia, who is currently sitting as a Category 3. So thinking of those of you who are in the path of the hurricane, especially in the Florida Panhandle, please be safe. Please take every precaution. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, our hump show, which means you get to ask Amy anything. Though, once again, fair warning, we are saving the wedding questions, the wedding and marriage questions for a special video edition of Ask Amy Anything, which will drop next month. So for now, we're looking for questions that don't have to do with me getting married, though thank you. Thank you for caring. It means a lot to me. You've got to post up the bright orange box with our Ask Amy thought bubble on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then also on our Facebook page. And so I will retweet on our show Twitter now a couple of different things. Number one, we've got the link to Survivor Island. Okay, so it is now fully operational, like the Death Star, if you will. And it's pinned at the top of our show Twitter account, After Hours CBS, or you can find it on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then also retweeting and resharing our post for Ask Amy Anything. So both of those are available for you on either of our Twitter accounts, plus our Facebook page. Go, scroll, be free, After Hours listeners. Send your questions. We'll get to that next hour, about 90 minutes from now. And then moving forward, as I say, the wedding edition of Ask Amy will be a video account on our YouTube channel. So if you haven't subscribed or liked our YouTube channel, please feel free to do that. In between now and then, we've got a special NFL kickoff video to share with you. Producer Jay and I are cooking it up on Wednesday, and we'll have that ready for you around Labor Day. So see, we're trying. We're doing our best to be a full service operation. You all are super cool and super connected with us in many different ways. And sometimes I wish that we could do a TikTok page, a TikTok account, I guess. Keep up with you on Snapchat. Maybe add an Insta. We've kind of given up on Threads. I think Threads is dead. But we try. Ultimately, what we found is that the majority of you connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. And my philosophy on the show, going back to, gosh, pre-pandemic, maybe I started to feel it a little bit, but definitely during the pandemic. And then when we lost our second producer, we used to have two people that worked behind the double pane glass. You all remember Tom and Isaac, and then Chris and Isaac, and then Chris and Dave, and then Dave himself when Chris left. But they were planning to pull one of the guys on the show anyway. So rather than fire someone or lay someone off, Chris left and took a job elsewhere. The last I knew, he was in Atlanta, which is great. And then when Dave left, producer Jay took over, and it's just Jay and I. What I realize is that if we try to add more elements, more social media posts and videos, if we try to do too much, and there are things that we want to do. I would love to do another After Hours Zoom room. That went really well. I would love to do more contests. We've got the After Hours swag. I'd love to do more videos. But to do a radio show 4 hours live every night, to keep up with all the sports content, to entertain you here on the show, should require the majority of our attention. And since there's only two of us, and I do a lot of the production myself now because we're missing a second producer, we recognize that has to be our focus. And it's a bummer. Sometimes I wish that we could do fun contests, or we could do more on our social, we could do more videos. Actually, I don't like videos at all, but producer Jay loves videos. He loves to record and edit videos. We just don't have the hours or the manpowers to be able to do it as much as we would like to. So thank you for connecting with us the way that you do. We see a ton of traffic on our podcast, which of course is available every weekday morning on both Twitter and Facebook. I know it may seem like it's not a big deal, but in order to do social media right, you have to spend more hours on it. I spend a couple hours every afternoon on social media. Instead, we choose to focus on the radio show. I hope that's not boring. or unsatisfying for you. But yes, connect with us on Twitter, on Facebook. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And in addition, we'll have some new videos up on our YouTube channel. Bob's family has discovered YouTube. And so if you're new to the show and you haven't checked out YouTube, we've got a couple hundred videos on YouTube. And I wouldn't say they're all entertaining. In fact, sometimes I'm a little embarrassed by what's up there. But if you've never seen it, there's some goofy stuff, like our four renditions of Chubby Bunny, the Chubby Bunny World Championship. Like me learning how to throw a spiral, the before and after videos, the evidence, if you will. Lots of great interviews. We've also got our Stairway to Seven series, which we started last year, producer Jay and I. And we've got, oh gosh, I think we're up to maybe 7-8 different video versions of Ask Amy Anything. Those seem to be the most popular. And so there's plenty on our YouTube channel, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And soon we'll have some new content. I promise. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get to some football coming up in the next few minutes. Trey Lance speaking now as a member of the Dallas Cowboys. And what in the world did Bill Belichick just do? So how about we get to QB news at the bottom of the hour? And if it requires that we carry it over into the top of the next hour, we certainly can do that. Thinking about Major League Baseball, Alex Cobb comes within one strike and actually one out of a no-hitter at 35 years old. Would have been not just a career highlight, but man, what an incredible gift for him. A moment that could never be taken away as a pitcher who's later in his career. So a lot of drama with the Giants hosting the Reds. Not nearly as dramatic in Southern California, but still a future Hall of Famer on the mound.
2-2 to Longoria. Call strike three. Uncle Charlie pokes him in the eye. Third strikeout for Kershaw. He has retired six straight. And after 3.5, it's the Dodgers 6 and Arizona nothing. Mookie tonight, 1-for-2.
Mookie,
a walk and a run
again.
Scored. And on the first pitch, he cranks one to left field and out of here. That's 36th home run of the season. The National League Player of the Week is working on 2 weeks in a row. Oh, it's 8-1. The home run travels 428 feet.
For heaven's sakes, Mookie Betts, along with Ronald Acuna Jr., maybe some Freddie Freeman mixed in there as well. These guys right now are making the MVP race their own.
We're pretty good.
Yeah, Mookie goes 2-for-3, has another home run, and he's already set a new career high, as you hear with Charlie Steiner on Dodgers radio. I like what Clayton Kershaw has to say. Even as he ties Don Drysdale for the second most wins in Dodgers history, he's now 12-4 on the season. He only went 5 innings. I know they're very careful with him right now. They want him healthy, and they want him fully functional for the postseason. He does allow just 3 hits, no runs, while he's out there on the mound. And so he gets another win. Oh, I take it back. 1 earned run, but 3 hits in the 5 innings pitched. He has a handful of Ks, couple of walks too. Didn't love it, though he does get the win. And I like how he points to the reason for the wins.
Just old. Yeah, just been here a while. So it's, and like I said, being on really good teams helps. You get wins when you might not deserve it. So that's it's just being a part of a great team.
That's how I feel too. I've been in this business for so long that when people tell me they've been listening to me forever, yeah, that just kind of comes with the territory. When you've been doing sports radio for 20 plus years and at the network level, gosh, going back now, my first network shows were in 2004. Heavens, nearly 20 years of network radio. When people say, oh, I've been listening to you for as long as I can remember. Yeah, I agree with Clayton Kershaw. I'm just old. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. But congratulations to Clayton, who does tie Don Drysdale for the second most wins in Dodger history. And, you know, it's been kind of piecemeal for him. Not that the Dodgers don't want him back. And when he's healthy, he is still a very effective pitcher. but they're being careful with his pitch count, especially in the heat, especially when it comes to some of the days where the weather can be taxing. He actually didn't love the way that he pitched, but he points to his teammates. Yeah, it's a lot easier to get wins when they're putting up 9 runs.
I mean, I don't know if I ever got going, honestly. It wasn't another one that wasn't super pretty. But, you know, I think it's just pretty impressive what our team's doing right now. I mean, those are two good pitchers, and Gallen and Kelly. And for us to put up that type of runs and just keep moving the line, everybody all the way down from Mookie on down contributing, just a really impressive win tonight.
This guy is one of the greatest competitors I've ever seen. I think what I saw was Will compete and just tenacity. He wasn't going to be denied, and clearly he didn't have his best stuff, but he was going to get through 5 innings, find a way to give us a chance to win a ball game. And I just, you know, when you think you can't have more respect for a player, he goes out and does something like this.
There's plenty to rave about when it comes to Clayton Kershaw, even when it's not his best stuff. But yeah, it certainly does help with an offense that's providing support night after night. When was the last time the Dodgers didn't provide their pitchers with support? I'm not saying they're going to win every game between now and eternity, but the offense does tend to provide plenty of support. So congrats to Clayton Kershaw as he moves up another career list.
Just old.
I'm just old. All right, straight ahead. Major League Baseball is checking into the incident that took place at Coors Field on Monday night. Ronald Acuna, bear hugged by one fan, knocked over by another, even though he's out in right field. Somehow the fans got to him. And it was nerve-wracking, to say the least. Coupled with a shooting that may have happened inside of the White Sox venue. And so right now, there's a little bit of concern about player safety, according to the Major League Baseball Players Association, so essentially the union. We'll get into that coming up a little bit. Love to hear from you on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And then on our Facebook page too. And join us on Survivor Island. It's almost time, you guys. The NFL season kicks over the bucket, kicks over the trash can. The NFL season kicks it over the curb, under the bus and over the curb. I don't even know what I'm saying. But join us for Survivor Island. That's all I needed to say, really. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
This is Matt Spiegel of 670 The Score in Chicago, and my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, is all about the art and craft of play-by-play. Catch up on episodes with Joe Davis, Joe Buck, and many more. Then something crazy happened along the way. I did a weekend of Cubs-Cardinals on the radio, so now conversations are enriched with feedback and advice from Jason Benetti, Boog Shambi, and others to come. The PBP, Voices of Baseball. I bring you the people who bring you the game. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
There is 5 security personnel out there in right center. I think there might have actually been 2 fans. Yeah, there's 2 fans that came out toward Ronald Acuna in right field. Boy, and that one fan is out of control. They can barely, three security guards can barely contain him.
You don't want to see that happen. I know that, because you don't know what the people, you know, what they can do when they come out there. So it's a scary situation.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Brian Snitker reacting in the wake of a disconcerting incident, if nothing else, when Ronald Acuna is bear hugged by one fan in right field in Denver on Monday night. And then another fan comes barreling in from behind the security guards and is able to knock Acuna over before he gets wrestled to the ground. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Now, couple that with a shooting that authorities believe happened inside Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, and the Baseball Players Union is a little nervous. And right now, the director of security for the union is talking to baseball security and local authorities to try to figure out what new steps might be taken, how some of these incidents can slip through the cracks, or how club and stadium protocols that are currently in place can maybe be tweaked or changed so that we're not seeing these types of incidents. You know, some of these, well, not some of these, all of the unions, the leagues, players, they all have members of, say, a steering committee, guys that are voted or appointed to work with the union on behalf of the players. And it's Cubs outfielder Ian Happ, who is one of the members of baseball's committees, the subcommittee. And he calls it a scary moment, right? So to have Acuna in harm's way because fans are able to get out there on the field, well, yeah, that's one step away from being disaster or even a tragedy. And then you consider the fact that a fan was able to get a gun into the White Sox stadium, and you kind of think about, okay, it wasn't the same thing, right? Chicago, Denver. It's not that many degrees of separation, and it certainly is a place where my brain would go. If a fan can sneak a gun into one baseball stadium, why not another one? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Marco Belletti is joining us here in studio. So this kind of dovetails into what we teased an hour ago. So I was just telling the peeps that baseball and it's players union, they're pretty nervous about these two incidents, one with Ronald Acuna, where two fans get out there and hug him and then knock him down. And while neither one of them appeared to have any ill intent, if you think about the fact that a woman managed to get a gun into the White Sox stadium, it's not long before your brain kind of goes to, well, what if one of these fans who got on the field in Denver had also smuggled a gun through security? But I don't know now if people aren't going to see how the fan in Chicago got the gun into the stadium and think, oh, maybe I should try that. I mean, this is bizarre. The details are coming out according to an ESPN Chicago reporter. Her name is Peggy Kaczynski, so I want to make sure she gets credit for being the first to reveal what we now know. Authorities are saying the gun was snuck into the stadium in Chicago. So this is going back to the White Sox on Friday night. It was snuck into the stadium by a woman. In fact, one of the women who got hit by a bullet, crazy enough. You bring your own gun, and then you're the one that ends up getting shot. It was an accidental shooting, right, according to authorities.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman was asked how she got the gun past metal detectors. And I quote, hiding it in the folds of her belly fat. That comes from this ESPN Chicago reporter. Mm-hmm. Hiding it in the folds of her belly fat. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. No. Now, I've heard of people smuggling drugs by sticking it up their rear end or, you know, in between their butt cheeks. Mm-hmm. This is a new one. She actually managed to put the gun in between belly rolls and then somehow cover it up as she was coming, covering it up enough, Marco, that it still did not set off a metal detector.
That's the part I don't understand.
Completely engulfed in belly fat and did not set off the metal detector because essentially the gun was inside her belly fat, inside her...
Yeah, I'm still confused by that, though. I feel like the metal detector was faulty. I feel like it should have still been able to pick it up. Now, I thought it was something where they picked it up and then they did the wand and they were kind of like, well, I don't know where the hell it is because I couldn't find it.
Right.
That makes more sense to me than the inability of the metal detector to even detect it. Because isn't that the job of the metal detector?
Yes.
It literally detect has the one
metal.
Job.
Right. I feel like it should detect
the metal.
The metal. Right. So I don't care how much belly fat there was. I feel like it should still be detected. So they might want to start there. Although, I do question the why.
Seriously. Like, it's that important to you to have a gun in the stadium that you tuck it into the folds of your belly fat. It's engulfed. Don't answer this question. It's rhetorical. But if you're out there listening, do you have enough belly fat to be able to wrap a gun up? I would think that would be a problem.
Well, I'm just wondering, like, were you walking up to the stadium and went, oh, man, I still got the gun on me? Just put it in the belly fat. Like, was it something that was, oh, man, I got to do this? Or was this thought out? Like, was there a plan involved?
It's definitely not the first time.
That she hit a gun into
her belly fat. I wouldn't think so.
No.
I don't know if it was the gun, but definitely not the first time that something
went has into, been transported.
Yeah,
in belly fat.
I mean,
okay, according to the report, okay, this is a Chicago based outlet, Sports Mockery. I've not heard this before, but quoting two sources that are close to the investigation of this shooting incident, the gun was brought into the stadium, hidden in her belly fat. But get this. The metal detectors went off three separate times. So then security performs a different check, right, with a wand more than likely. And I'll just say that happens to me sometimes. It does because of undergarments. That's all I will say. And so then they wand you. And they kind of know based on where the wand goes off, what is setting the wand off. Okay, you're not a... You guys are dudes, so you don't have the same challenge. But they know, based on where the wand goes off, what it is that's triggering it. Apparently, they performed subsequent checks, and somehow the gun... Now, I could say if she had it rolled up in her belly fat near where the undergarments would have set off the metal detector, maybe that's what security assumed, is that it was part of something else she was wearing. But I just can't get over the fact
that... That makes more sense to me, though.
Okay, so...
Again, because you can't just walk through the metal detector like, oh, it didn't go off. Like, what do you mean it didn't go off? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
It didn't. No, it did. It went off three separate times.
Okay.
She passed through three separate times. It went off every time, according to the reports by the authorities, you know, and then cited here in the story. And then when they did their own security checks by hand, and again, generally it's a wand.
Right, right.
And so they would have passed the wand over her midsection, over her front. Now, the wand doesn't have a laser that points to exactly where the metal detector is.
Right.
So if it is around her midsection, or I would say middle of her ribs, maybe, right? Kind of where a bra would be going across her body, then there is a chance that they thought that's what was setting off the metal detector is her undergarment.
Hey, belly button ring too. You never know.
Really?
I could.
Is that big enough to set off a metal detector?
I would think so. I mean, I don't have one, but I would think so.
Yeah, I don't have one either. This is it's insane.
I mean, it's still metal, right? It's still
maybe in some cases
it doesn't have to be, but it could be metal. That's what I mean.
So security actually performed separate checks once she couldn't make it through the metal detector and still did not find the gun in her belly fat.
Well, I would think with the wand, especially at a you know, at a baseball game. Like, I don't think that they had her lifting shirts and
no.
Yeah, I don't think there was like a pat down at this point.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
I don't know if you would have found it.
But if you're patting down significant belly rolls, then I don't know if you would find it.
In a strange way, I'm impressed.
Come on.
In a strange way, I'm impressed. I am. I'll be honest. In a strange way, I'm a little impressed.
I guess it's ingenious. It's very creative.
It worked.
What,
now,
I don't know. Now I wonder what.
I don't know why you needed a gun inside.
Well, clearly, I don't know either.
The ballpark. You know what I mean? Like, were you going to shoot at a foul ball that was coming at? Like, what exactly did you need the gun for?
Maybe she had. Maybe she had some type of her particular motive, but the gun went off before she could.
Yeah. I'm just more curious as to why.
Dummy.
Why?
Dummy.
Mm. Why?
Dummy.
And was this like a long plan? Was this something that was thought out well ahead of time? Was this impromptu because you didn't realize you had it on you?
What else do you think she's hid in her belly fat?
Did you need it for after the game, like, and you just didn't want to stop at home?
Maybe.
Like, I don't know.
Or maybe she was protecting herself. She thought she had to walk. Who knows? I can't really give her the benefit of the doubt. But at the very next, like, thought that drops in my mind is, what else has she hidden in there?
I would think many things.
Food.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. It's possible.
Ew.
Going to a movie theater.
Just think about
Skittles.
Belly fat roll. I hide candy in my bag. I don't need belly fat to do that.
Not chocolate. That would melt. You don't want to do that.
Ew.
Could be M&M's.
Gross. So gross.
You want something that's not going to melt.
Also, what happens if you you hide something in there and then you forget?
Plausible.
Oh. And if you are able to carry, she's not just hiding it, she was carrying it, right? She's not walking around holding her stomach as she's going through security or holding her stomach as she's walking around, because that would be way too obvious, right? So there is enough belly fat there.
Yeah, it's like a shelf.
And enough rolls to be able to hide it and also hold it there.
Yeah.
It's like fat pull the trigger.
Well, it did go off inadvertently, according to authorities. So somehow the fat was...
It pulled the trigger.
A little bit too close to the trigger.
You got to worry. You got to be careful about that.
Could you imagine just walking around a baseball stadium and you've got a...
Personal shelving? Yeah.
But not just a shelf. You actually have a shelf with a cover on it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm, yeah.
Yep. And there's a gun in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a little bitty gun. Now, there are guns that you can hold in the palm of your hand. There are smaller personal handguns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But still, it's not. Well, it's an awkward shape.
Yeah, I also kind of just assumed that it was somewhat small. Like, I didn't think she smuggled in a shotgun. Like,
She got a Glock hidden in there.
You know, I gave the benefit of the doubt that the Uzi was not going to go inside the belly fat. But you never know. I mean... I also didn't think that we were going to just talk about guns inside belly fat.
Right. It's not malleable. Like, you can't fold it. So it guns have a particular shape. Mm-hmm. So in order for it not to be protruding from the belly fat and sticking out through her shirt, it has to be completely enveloped by a roll.
The belly fat's like a liquid at this point.
Right, right.
Just takes the shape of whatever is
almost like Terminator 2.
Yes.
Like that type of liquid. Yeah, right. And you want to be able to just... completely engulfed. Yeah, I could see it. Again, I go back to the why. I need to know the why. I want to know the why. I need to know all the different circumstances, not just why did you do it. I need to know what the thought process was for the whole thing. I need to know if this was thought out, if this was a plan. Was this, again, you walked up and you're in the line to go into the stadium and you went, oh, man, I got the gun on me.
Maybe
where am I
putting
it?
Maybe she just thought she would try it before she went through some heftier security like TSA at the airport.
Could be.
And now here's my fear. There's going to be some people who also have belly rolls who may attempt to smuggle weapons onto an airplane because they've heard it now. And, oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Well, I think we're going to have a smaller percentage of people that can pull this off to begin with. Then... if you've got the ability to do this with the belly fat.
I just need to see a picture of her.
Do you really have...
how fat are we talking? That's what I need to see.
I've been trying to look it up, to be honest. I can't find it yet.
You can't find a photo of the woman yet?
Not yet.
Okay. We need to figure out how fat this woman is. How could she even fit through a metal detector if she had that much kind of that much belly fat.
Could just be in the belly. You never know. People are out of shape.
This is going to add an extra half hour to all TSA lines. Lucky you got pre-check.
Maybe she's pregnant. I don't know.
Or
she tells people she is.
Well, that's... No. I don't...
You can't mess with a woman who says she's pregnant.
Yeah, but I mean, that's different. I mean, a pregnant belly is not going
to... No, I'm saying maybe
gonna...
that's... I meant to say maybe she's like telling people that's why she's
well, that
so
shouldn't
large
set off.
In that area.
Yeah, but that shouldn't set off a metal detector.
Right, but I'm telling you, undergarments do set off metal detectors.
Well, see, your fear should be that now it's going to be a pat down because of this.
I mean, what
now
if?
That could be what we're leading to.
I don't love pat downs, but for heaven's sakes, they're over in like 2 seconds. It's not like it's a, it's not my favorite thing,
but I don't
feel violated by a pat down.
We could get to that point because we got to go through every role that's on every human. Who knows?
I'm now TSA pre-check. Do we have to go through every role on every human?
Apparently we do.
If that's the case, people are going to be leaving TSA like fast enough they could break ankles. There are a lot of TSA agents out there that are not going
to
want to be checking
body
cavities.
You're not going anywhere quickly.
Where's the dog? Let the dog do it.
Dogs can smell through belly fat?
Dogs can, yes. They should be able to smell. Aren't there guns out there? Are dogs out there that can smell handguns? Or is that a different kind of weapon? Gunpowder?
I'm sure they could. You could train them.
Turns out to just be Skittles.
Beef. Maybe she's hiding beef in her belly fat.
Never know.
Where's the beef?
Never know.
Does this gun make me look fat? That's going to be the new question.
Oh, my gosh.
Never know when you need a little jerky.
This is a rhetorical question, but what is wrong with people? And people want to know why I don't share personal information about myself on social. There's some people that are a little bit out there. They're a little bit.
It's true. Never know who's going to be hiding a gun in the belly.
Just a little bit outside.
Add to the list of things you got to look out for in this world.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had a video of the day or the moment she discovered that she could hide a gun in her belly fat. This is functional. This is helpful. Maybe I'll try this.
I'm just saying that that's something that could come in really handy if you're talking about going to the movies or going anywhere else. You never know.
Gross. And how do you
go to a restaurant? You're coming home with food?
It's a lot of power.
How do you peel apart the... Are you suggesting she steals it? How do you peel apart the belly rolls to be able to get whatever item is in there out?
Maybe there's an accomplice. I don't know.
Maybe. There are like compartments in there. Like, oh, it's in my other pouch. My side pouch.
No.
It's possible.
All right. No questions on Ask Amy Anything about whether or not I have belly rolls to hide items. I don't. I can't even fathom how that happens.
It could become a good accessory. Maybe I'm just saying. It's possible.
Maybe she lost it in there. She just forgot it was in there.
It could be possible.
Gross.
And then, you know, in the shower, you know, all kinds of things are, you know, falling in place. You
falling
never know.
Into. No.
You don't
just,
know?
No. I know. I know that this
not
is
even
disgusting.
Get started on the back fat.
Okay, on that note, it was supposed to be a serious conversation.
I'm serious. I need to know why. I need a lot of backstory in this. I'm very serious. Oh. I would love to talk to her.
Okay.
Love to.
Let's effort that, Producer Jay. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Oh, I got to get back to something serious here.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Hungry for a taste of the most delicious audio of the night? You came to the right place. It's time for Bite Me with Amy Lawrence. Here's Amy Lawrence.
Well, haven't heard this in a while, have we? We'll do some QB news after the top of the hour, but this is just about Trey Lance, newest member of the Dallas Cowboys quarterback depth chart. And he certainly sounds like he's thrilled with this fresh start in Big D.
Very excited to be here, first and foremost. Just excited to continue to get to know the guys. And obviously, you know, for me, it's just learning, taking it one day at a time. not really trying to look too far forward or anything like that. But really right now, just kind of be a sponge and learn and enjoy every day.
Well, part of that learning process will come as the backup to Dak Prescott. So what about running into QB1 there in Dallas?
He welcomed me with open arms. This morning was the first time I ran into him. But yeah, I mean, that meant a lot to me. I know it's this business is crazy. But for me, like I said, I'm not looking forward at all. I'm just really trying to take it one day at a time. And these guys obviously played at a very high level for a very long time. So nothing but, you know, obviously just tons and tons of respect for him, as I think he deserves and gets from across the league. So for me, just trying to learn everything I possibly can from him.
It sounds like there's a weight that's been lifted off his shoulders, doesn't it? So does he feel that pressure gone? Maybe that monkey or that 100-pound gorilla off his back now that he is away from the 49ers and out of the Bay Area?
Definitely looking forward to being here. Like I said, I was very excited to be here, very excited to continue to get to know the guys, the coaching staff. And yeah, this fresh start, definitely, it feels great. I'm excited to be here.
Doesn't sound like he wants to say a whole lot about San Francisco. Wait until you hear what Jimmy Garoppolo said about San Francisco and its quarterback challenges, though. So let's try again, shall we? Trey, did it bother you that you were listed as the third quarterback behind Brock Purdy and then Sam Darnold?
Kind of really trying to move on. Yeah, it definitely took some time. You know, that conversation obviously, you know, wasn't something I wanted to hear, but that's the reality of the situation. And nothing but respect and gratitude for everyone there and, you know, coaching staff, locker room, you know, obviously athletic training staff, everyone I spent a ton of time with these last few years. But yeah, obviously, you know, it was tough. But for me, it was, you know, kind of trying to figure out, you know, what's next and what's going to happen in the future.
At least he's honest about it. Trey Lance saying, I'd kind of like to move on. I'd kind of like to let the past remain in the past. Another version of let's allow bygones to be bygones. Now, coming up after the top of the hour, Jimmy Garoppolo, a little more cryptic about the San Francisco quarterback situation. And remember, we counted them up going back a couple nights ago. The number of quarterbacks since Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch took over. We're talking double figures. You need more than two hands. And last year had four of them. Since Trey Lance got there in 2021, they've had to use three different quarterbacks, two different quarterbacks. It seems like every month. Forget over the course of a full season. It just has not worked out yet that they've been able to use one QB, except for one season with Jimmy Garoppolo. That's it. And now Garoppolo is in Vegas and Trey Lance is in Dallas and Brock Purdy and Sam Darnold are the depth chart for the Niners. Ugh, life comes at you fast, but I'm happy for Trey Lance. Now, I know Cowboys fans are hoping he doesn't see the field, but he's going to have to get acclimated and ready quick just in case. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.